Real Mad Scientists, Part 3. Robert G. Heath. Like Jose Delgado, Robert G. Heath dealt in mind manipulation, only not in exactly the same way. Whereas Delgado seems to have been obsessed with domination, Heath concerned himself with the control of pleasure and pain receptors. While working at New Orleans Tulane University, Heath found that by wiring up people's brains with electrodes, he could give them bursts of pleasure, and if he then inserted a narrow tube into the brain along with the electrodes, Heath could directly administer a chemical called acetylcholine, resulting in virtual ecstasy. On the flip side of the coin, when the pain centers were triggered, patients could be gripped with agony, as one man discovered. "It's knocking me out. I just want to claw," he said. Some believe that Heath was connected with the CIA's illegal MK-Ultra project, a notion that's really not that hard to believe, all things considered. Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla, who attended the Austrian Polytechnic in Graz but never graduated, was possibly the most inventive and zaniest scientist who ever lived. When not producing bolts of artificial lightning that measured up to 135 feet long, Tesla worked on inventions such as a particle gun that he believed might bring down tens of thousands of airplanes, and spoke of anti-gravity flying machines. Some of his saner research included extensive work on AC electrical currents and studies involving X-rays. As he got older, Tesla took his apparent obsessive-compulsive disorder to higher levels, becoming fixated on the number 3 and developing an extreme aversion to touching human hair. Famously, the renowned inventor believed that he had been in contact with extraterrestrials, and he also managed to fall head over heels in love with a pigeon, from which he believed his feelings were reciprocated. If Tesla ever set out to be a crazy genius, then he accomplished it with aplomb.